Cotton Nelson, Public Relations Manager, National Cotton Council.
We're here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, and it's actually the last year that this conference will be held in this current format. Just give us a little of the history of the Beltwide Cotton Conferences and how it's evolved and changed over the years.
Well, the Cotton Conferences for the past several years have been comprised of the Cotton Production Conference, a big general session, and workshops and seminars that growers and other folks can attend. Along with that, you've had the cotton technical conferences ranging from disciplines from weed science, insect control, quality measurements, ginning, all the cotton disciplines, research disciplines. Also included in that was the new developments from industry, where new equipment, chemicals, technology, any product, new product would be discussed, and products that were in the pipeline. 6 years ago, the Cotton Consultants Conference was initiated, and this year this is the seventh Cotton Consultants Conference. Now, that conference is going to continue next year in the 2014 Beltwide Forum, along with the 11 technical conferences. Those will be the two main components of the Beltwide Cotton Conferences.
Well, we're in the media room, and this is the first time I've actually attended this conference. And I've been really impressed with the media room, with the participation of the media here, lots of people that I know here, and just the fact that I just have to give some credit and thanks to Monsanto for sponsoring this. So tell us just a little bit about how you've been able to work with Monsanto, work with the media here, and just to make sure that you get the news out to the producers.
Well, back in the early 90s, Monsanto agreed to fund a project through the Cotton Foundation to support the Beltwide Cotton Conference's newsroom, our news operation. And their support has allowed us to have equipment in here, a big room, food for the media, just to make a really good working environment for the media, because we realize that a lot of information here, a lot of work on behalf of the media, and so we wanted to make that job easier, because we realize the transfer of technology by the news media of the information that's presented here was great for the industry, for cotton growers. So I applaud Monsanto and really want to thank them for continuing to do and support the newsroom for this many years.
Well, we know that the participation of growers in this conference has declined, which has led to the change in this. But part of that reason is because they're able to get their information online, they get more information there. But as far as the media is concerned, about how many media do you have here? And it seems like you have quite a few, and I don't think that's declined much in the recent years, has it?
Media attendance has always been healthy here, and I know we've had as many as 50 or 60 media representatives here. And then when there was consolidation that occurred within the media, as did in a lot of agribusiness, there were fewer organizations. But the organizations that still existed sent media representatives and sometimes multiple other staff here, because they realized the information here was just valuable, and there was a lot of it, and they needed logistically to be able to cover these conferences. It was huge. So we've had strong attendance, and that was another reason to have a really quality newsroom, because you had so many media here, print, broadcasters, and so we've been pleased that the Beltwide has drawn that. It's just been good for the industry, because it helps get the word out on our all the new developments, technology that are occurring.
Well, and also, you have also evolved over the last several years in terms of putting the information yourselves out there on as far as the proceedings from the technical conferences and photos and things like that. So you actually have those out there for people as well, right?
The proceedings have been invaluable, because that's the record. That is the information that, and we've tried to get that out there quickly, and of course, more recently, we have been getting it out there faster because we've been able to post those online. And it comes with a conference. If you're an attender, you get the proceedings. And that's just another way to make sure that that information is out there. And it's cutting edge, technology. It's the information that growers need to help them in their operations and be efficient and profitable.
Well, I know that right now the whole what's going to happen next year is a little bit up in the air because you're cutting out the production conference and not going to have the company participation as much as last year. And that was a pretty big draw for the media. But still, it seems like, you probably will still have a good attendance of media because of the technical conferences and the technology transfer, don't you think?
We'll see. There is going to be still a lot of information, cutting-edge information presented here. I mean, you've got some key cotton industry folks here, researchers, extension, cotton consultants, county agents, and there might be some agribusiness folks here. It'll be interesting to see just what the makeup is. But I think for the media, they'll have to weigh and really strongly consider, still attending this conference because there will be information to be gleaned.
Well, I agree, and we hope that we can continue that because there's a lot, like you said, a lot of good information here. I have appreciated it. I appreciate the media room. I appreciate Monsanto, and I appreciate the help that all you guys always provide for the media here. And reporting from Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.